Good morning. We're continuing with Chayolim, Klal Yutes, Simen Ches. So we mentioned that there's a person has an Eitzah, he can walk out to the Chatzav Beis HaKnesses. If he doesn't want to wait, he can walk out to the Chatzav Beis HaKnesses. So how is he doing that? He's being Master Kedusha. The answer right now, he has a mitzvah tefillah, and he needs a daven to his tefillah. He's daven betilah b'shosh atzibur mispalalim, and he's not b'yadayim, being mafki himself for Kedusha. He's not there. So he's sort of taking himself out of this element situation. So according to Rambam's understanding, that's also part of one of the limits they put on this halacha, these halachas of Yimei Yuvim in davening. They said, if I take myself out of the situation, that's permitted. Now that itself plays into a fascinating discussion about Eimer Viren L'mitzvahs. Am I allowed to take myself out of a situation and then say, all right, afterwards, I'm an onus, I don't have an option, and I'm not going to get involved in that discussion. Okay, so the Chayonim continues, and he says, okay, so what do you do by Shachris? So by Mincha, we have this, you'll wait. By Shachris, you're holding in the middle of Berachos Kriya Shema, you need to send a gula to tefillah, and it's going to be a long wait till you do that. So I'm not going to read all of it inside. He says the suggestion is to be sent a gula to tefillah, Sechaz Ar Sashas, together with the Chazan. So this way, you won't wait that long. So you're behind B'Shachris, and you're holding B'Shachris Kriya Shema, and you're behind. So the answer is get to Gal Yisrael when the Chazan starts Chazar Sashatz, and then Dama Chazar Sashatz together with the Chazan. You'll say Kedusha, and you'll say Moedim with the Tzibur. And by the main of Kel HaKadosh, the main of Shavuot Tefillah, what you do is you say Kel HaKadosh together with the Chazan, and you listen to the main of the Tzibur. It's Kilo you got the main of the Tzibur. So you have that connection that way. So now he points out when you do that, you say the whole nusach of kedusha together with the chazan and the kadesh, and you say the dor b'dor as well. You say the same nusach. Not only that, he says, let's say a situation I'm holding really behind in Shabbos morning, and the chazan is starting Musaf, and I'm starting Shacharis, so I can actually start Shacharis with the Chazan, who's starting Musaf. I'll say Kedusha of Musaf together with the Chazan, then I'll continue on my own way and say Tefillah Shacharis, that I have to say Tefillah Shacharis. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says in this situation it's appropriate because you want to make sure that you get to Moedim. Either you're going to go ahead and finish before the Chazan, you'll finish Kedusha with the Chazan, then run ahead to finish before Shema Tefillah, or you'll daven and try and figure out to make sure that you have to deal with battling with Modim. So the best solution is just daven the whole thing, Mila by Mila. He actually contemplates, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can even say Berachos Kahanim together with the Chazan, what we call Berachos Kahanim. And he holds Mikra Din that you could, the Minig is not to. In Eretz Yisrael, where the Kahanim are duchening, you will answer Amen. If you're holding over there, and you say Toshim Kol Luchan El Hadash together with the Chazar Sashatz, and then you will answer Amen. When the Kahanim duchen, you will answer Amen. Okay. He points out by case of a tana seber, however, you do not say anenu together with the chazan, which he says it is a bracha, a separate bracha between geula and refuah, between girl and roife, but you say it as like a yachid in shemaya tefillah. Okay, now one last point over here. I want to point out over here. That we mentioned Kaddish, we mentioned Kedusha. So what about a situation where the time is being over? It's by Mincha, and it's going to be too late to daven Mincha. So then the law is, so now you're not talking about losing Tefillah, but you're talking about losing Tefillah totally. So losing Tefillah totally takes precedence over this saying Kedusha. So now, the question is, let's say I have a situation, either I can start now and miss Kedusha, or start after Kedusha and Mishkadosh. So what's better to do? So the law is that a Minyan Shvei Rabba is more choshev than Kedusha. Now this is not what we're familiar with. I've never seen anybody standing in the hallway talking during Kedusha. I've seen people standing in the hallway talking during a Minyan Shvei Rabba of Kaddish. But that's very clear in the Gemara, and the Bangar Ram elders bring this raya, and Mishabura quotes it, that a menye sher rabba is more chashiv in halacha than kedusha. So if I have time to cap one thing, and there's two minyanim in front of me, the Mishabura brings this down, I can run into one shul and say kedusha, run into the other shul and say kaddish, and that's all I have time for. So I go to the shul that says kaddish, not where the shul says kedusha. If I can go to the shul that says kedusha and stay, so I'll have kedusha and kaddish afterwards, so that's better than just kaddish. But if the choice is either one or the other, not both, so kedusha takes precedence. Kaddish takes precedence over kedusha, and menya sher rabba is more chashuv than kedusha. And that's again, that's something a person should be aware of. That's how chashuv kaddish is more than even kedusha itself. Okay, so that's the end of the siman, and that's the end of the klal. The next year we will start klal chaf, which deals with when you're allowed to answer what during the different parts of tefillah. Amen, baruch hu, shemoy, amen yishe rabba, kedusha, baruch hu, etc. The different parts of what you're allowed to interrupt to say during the davening. Have a good day.